Hello?
Hi, is Jennifer available, please?
This is she?
Hey, Jennifer. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We do the financing for the customers of Trust One Sales. Richard over there asked me to give you a call.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
I was supposed to give you a call earlier, but it's been absolutely slammed, actually. So I hope now's an okay time to speak with you.
Oh, it's all right. I'm actually on a break. It's a good time to talk.
Perfect, perfect. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Is this a number that I just got on show? 858-866-9102?
That's correct. So,
okay.
Richard said you had a few restaurants. Can you tell me a little about your business and what you're trying to accomplish here?
Well, originally, when I applied the loan for equipment, we were approved. There's
okay.
A certain period that we had to use, which I did not know. The construction was taking too long, so I postponed for using and I didn't withdraw any money. And then I didn't realize it expired. We had to reapply.
Is that with your
so
local bank? Or?
That was from one of our lenders that we do a checking account with for the business, and they know how well we do and how consistently we improve our project. So without a second, they approved a loan of $1,000, and I have all the paperwork with me. But I didn't know that it had to be used by end of December, and which our construction didn't complete until later then. So when I tried to reapply, they wanted an updated financial and all of that information. But at that time, business already started, and I didn't really have time to do a follow-up. But I decided to just pay on my own, making a partial payment here and there, but didn't realize that I had so much expense going on. So ended up not really paying in full. But we do still have a balance with a trust of sale. But if we can somehow get a loan approval, obviously, you know, I'd rather save our cash flow and utilize that funding.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm more than happy to help you out. We actually, we're doing an order right now for Trust One Sales. So what I can do is this. The first and most important thing is, let me just make sure I get your contact information. So bear with me.
I'm with the little one right now. I'm in my break. So in case if he cries or something that I have to hang up, but I'll call you back, okay?
No problem. No problem at all.
I'm 17 months old here.
First kid?
I'm sorry?
First kid?
Yeah, first kid.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. Quite handful. He's very active,
yeah.
Little rascal.
Yeah, they are. If you feed them, they grow.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, what's your email?
It is, I'll just use a business email because since it is related to business.
Yep.
It's Kochi Barbecue Jenny, all at one word. It's spelled as KochiBBQJenny.
Okay.
One word at gmail.com.
Kochi Barbecue Jenny at gmail.com. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, business financing. All right, and Richard was telling me you have a few businesses. Is that correct?
Yes, but
perfect.
I am not interested in doing equipment on any other location, but except this one.
Gotcha, absolutely. And what's the name of the business you're starting?
Kochi BBQ.
Okay.
And Shabu Shabu.
Okay. And what are the names?
Sorry.
No. Take your time. I understand how it is. And so you currently have two barbecue restaurants, correct?
Just the one in this town.
Okay.
But we do have other restaurants also in town.
Okay. And are you the? And I'm just going to ask you a lot of questions, and I don't mean to hammer you. It just helps me understand your transaction to give you the best possible approval. And when we get your documents funding approved, it's going to be a really simple, straightforward process, so there's no hoops to jump through. So how much does the equipment cost that you need?
$100,000. Well, you went over like $120,000, but we already paid some. $100,000
okay.
Will be comfortable.
Okay. And, you know, if we can, we can sometimes cover the full cost. So let me walk you through the options available, okay? So the
okay.
name of your business is called Kochi Barbecue.
Yes.
Are you the sole owner of the business?
I do have a partner.
Okay. What's the ownership split?
50-50.
Okay. All right. And this will be a business loan, so we will not actually put the loan under your personal credit, okay?
Nice.
All right.
It's incorporated, yes.
Okay. And then your other businesses that you own, do you own another Kochi Barbecue?
No, it's actually sushi and seafood. We do about $2 million a year on that one.
Okay. And then is that owned with the same partner?
No, it's all family owned.
It's all family owned. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the other is, do you own any other businesses besides that, or are those the main two?
We do have a third one on pending in escrow, but we own a building also, building and land.
Okay.
So commercial lot is owned.
Okay. But in terms of the current businesses you own, you're starting this one, and then you have one that's pretty well established, and those are the two that are pretty...
are pretty well being established, and the third one is already established for one that we're purchasing.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I think I understand. Just correct me if I'm wrong. And I do not mean to dig into you. It just helps me understand your transaction. So you're starting a Kochi Barbecue. You have a seafood and Japanese restaurant, and then you're potentially purchasing another business at the same time.
Right.
You got a lot of moving parts.
No, Kochi Barbecue has already been established 5 months. We're going on a 6 month.
Oh, okay. So you're just upgrading the business.
Correct.
All right, gotcha. All right, and did you start that business from the ground up, or did you purchase it from someone else?
We built everything.
Okay, and have you ever done a business equipment loan before?
Equipment loan. We did a commercial loan, regular, but not the equipment.
Against real estate, correct?
Right.
Okay, so let me walk you through the process. If you have any questions, just give me a call, or just stop me and ask me, and then basically this process is... It's a lot less invasive than a traditional real estate loan. We can actually get you approved, document, and funded by the close of business on Tuesday, realistically. It's a very quick process.
That's great. So yeah, what is the interest rate like? Because I was offered 4.25 on our equipment loan. I have a full document ready from lender that I can forward you for reference. But interest rate has to make sense, too.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit of that stuff.
Absolutely.
If your rate is really good, I would like to max out our equipment loan so we can purchase the things that we are about to do for the banquet facility that we have upstairs of our barbecue. A total of 11,000 square foot, two-story building. Currently, we spend $1.8 million on improvement in construction alone, and the equipment was about $150,000. So we paid up and have about $100,000. But upstairs, banquet facility, we do need a lot of stuff. Also, there's a kitchen upstairs as well. So if your rate is really good, I would like to borrow more so that we can get more equipment from a richer trusted one sale.
Okay, so let's kind of walk through your options. And this call will take a few minutes, but it's a perfect time in my day. So in terms of your So, just so you know a little about Make of Cardiff, there's no pressure from us. We're not a sales company. We actually got referred to you by your vendor. We're part of a restaurant equipment buying group as a financing company. And what we'll do is we'll always give you the longest term available and then work backwards, and you can kind of set your own rate or terms. If the transaction works for you, great. If it doesn't, no harm, no foul. Our goal is just to give you options. Now, you mentioned that you currently have a loan at 4.25%. Just so I can understand the transaction, is that a loan with your local bank? What kind of loan is that?
That was an equipment loan, a term of 5 years.
Okay, and who was the lender?
BBC and bank, but they use a third lender, but they guarantee the loan.
Okay, and what's the limit on that loan?
Well, we were approved for only $100,000 because we applied for $100,000.
And you said it was BB&T?
BBCN.
BBCN?
Yes. That's a well-known Korean bank in Korea.
Okay. Gotcha. And have you used that loan already, or what's the...
No, I did not. That's what I was talking about. I applied it way too in advance.
Okay.
And they gave us a 6 months to a year, I believe, but I didn't use it until it would expire the offer time.
Okay. Can you go back to them? Have you asked them for more funding?
I actually did, but they said they required an additional information. At the time, they asked for us a tax information, which we weren't filed at that time.
Okay. I mean, is this a bank you currently work with or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you actually give them your deposits, correct?
Right, they know our transaction because we have a business checking with them and the loan, commercial loan one payment that goes out.
For like real estate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to kind of tell you how our product works. It's a lot different than what you're used to. So, nothing wrong with a local bank. They have access to everything. So, you're a real estate customer of theirs. You do your banking with them. So, this is just what's called a value-added product. So, they're just trying to retain your business because there's nothing wrong with it. There's very little risk because they know you and they've got your money on hand. So, they're essentially lending you your own money with some interest. We won't do that. So what we offer is this really straightforward, easy program to get approved without having access to your checking account. There's a few products that we offer, and I'll walk through all of them and see if it makes sense. So what we offer is called an equipment finance agreement. It's a loan against the equipment. The equipment itself serves as collateral. Typically, the terms are 2 to 5 years. Now, with restaurant equipment financing, this might make sense for you, might not, and here's the reason why. It all comes, our system is based off time in business. So basically, credit just starts the conversation. It doesn't determine your approval. So restaurant equipment financing really is heavily weighted on time in business. By that I mean, if you're starting a new restaurant, the risk is pretty high. However,
what is this, our 7th restaurant.
Okay. So what? There's a few options that I can choose. The first option what I can do is I can get a whole story from you, and it basically will allow me to see all the moving parts and treat you as a non-startup business because I can see everything that's going on, and I don't have to treat you as a startup business. It also comes down to your time frame. So what that would mean is I'd send you an email. You can over the weekend send me a sentence back that says, "Hey, look, Ruben, here's all the businesses we own. Here's how we work. Here's our story." With that in an application, we can typically give you an approval up to about $100,000, maybe $150,000 within a day. I typically do not require all the things like tax returns and financial statements, although if you have them available, I can always take a look at them. My whole fear is this.
What is the payment method?
I'm sorry?
What is the method of payment? Do you accept a regular payment, monthly payment?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to, like, some of the private lender wants to take out money off of our checking withdrawn from our credit card transaction.
Okay, so I think this is getting to the heart of the matter. Have you been offered what's called a merchant cash advance?
Yes, I do not like that.
You currently have one.
Okay. So what I'd like is, if possible, just get us an equipment loan where we can make a regular payment on
it. Yeah, that's how we do an equipment loan. That's how we do it. Okay. It's you send check.
Really,
but do you currently have a merchant cash advance?
I do. Well, we do get quite a lot of offers, but I haven't used any of that.
Okay. Those are very high interest, by the way.
Yeah, I do not like that kind of offer.
Those are low. They're what?
Pretty risky for us because of the high interest rate, and yeah, they're about 12%.
We do have a product that, so a lot, and I'll include, hello? So what I'll do is I'll include an email just, and you can check us out. Like I said, there's zero sales pressure here. That's not just, we're not that kind of company. I'll kind of give you an idea of what's available for you, we're all known for working fast, so you could have your approval done by Tuesday and funded by Tuesday. Approval Monday, funded by Tuesday. But in terms of if you need some additional cash, so I'm helping out another customer for A1, and a lot of business owners, they need cash. They need cash to build out equipment, they need cash to build out the restaurant, to pay employees. And we do have what's called a working capital loan, which is a unsecured cash loan. The money was put directly into your account, but it has nothing to do with your credit cards. So just, and I'll include that in my email. If you are looking for some additional cash, we do offer that program. Here's my only concern. You've got a loan at 4.25%. That's a really good loan. Is your goal to pit us against the other lender and see who's going to win or not? Because if they're going to beat us because they have access to your checking account. So our loan's not going to be...
What's your interest rate typically?
You know, offhand, we have rates as low as the low sixes. But the average from your situation, it's probably something in the range of 6 to 9%. And my concern is a lot of customers come in, and some people, you know, maybe your bank only gives you 100 and we do 100. We don't have to do everything.
Any early termination fee, or prepayment penalties?
We have no prepayment penalties, typically. It depends on your approval.
Okay, well, 6% sounds good, 9% sounds bad.
No, it's not. We're using the equipment as collateral. It sounds like you've been offered, a lot of people are throwing money at you, so what I'd like to do is this. I'd like to send you a general email that goes over what's available. We've got a lot of references, and if we can help you out, great. But with the utmost respect, a lot of customers do come into us, and they try to pit us against the lender. They say, well, this guy's giving me this, and this guy giving me this, and you guys duke it out. That's not why people work with us. Our product is all about value.
If Kochi Barbecue is not qualified as of a history term, then we have other entities, other businesses that we can utilize that history because it's been...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've done that for other customers. I'm just telling you, like, when it comes down to it, I don't want to get into a price war. We're not the company to come to. It's just like your vendor, right? Your vendor could quote you out, and if you take that quote and you shop it all over town, there's people that do that, but... We're a company known for really good customer service, working really fast, not making your life difficult, but we're not the company to come to with the price war mentality. And so perhaps the way we could help you out is we could give you as much financing as possible. And then if it helps you, great. We can help you build out and we can do products that your local bank won't do, but we're not going to, like, people do come to us and they try to pit us in a price war and say, this guy's at $2,400 a month. You go to $2,375. You go to $2,365. And it's this back and forth, and it doesn't help the customer out. So I like to be very upfront on what we can offer here.
Could you tell me if food
and system... I'll put everything in writing, by the way.
Food system and grill can be also part of the equipment.
It's a what? A hood system?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the cool thing about our product. With most lenders, they're only going to finance the hardest assets. We have a very liberal definition. So we can do hoods. We can do walk-in coolers. We can do stoves. We can even do install and taxes. So we have a lot of good avenues here.
That sounds good. Send me an email and tell me more details. I'll get back to you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Ruben, for contacting me. It is, again, kochibbqjenny@gmail.com.
It was a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Thank you. Bye-bye.